Helen Wu is the assistant policy analyst for the RAND Corporation, and she's on the other end of our line. Helen, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You wrote a recent piece titled "Want to Eat Healthy? Don't Eat Out." Well, we know that, don't we?
Well, this is the first study that's really documented the extent of the poor nutrition that's in the restaurant landscape. I think there's probably a sense that maybe some restaurants are healthier than others, that you can get good meals if you follow the healthy dining stamps that you see on menus. But what the study shows is maybe that's not really the case. It's particularly concerning with some of the sodium levels that we're seeing in restaurant foods.
You know, what I found interesting about this is we've heard such a great push from the Obama administration as well as healthcare experts about eating healthy, cutting out the fat and salt from our diets. Supposedly, many restaurants have been following suit, but that's not necessarily true.
Well, we don't exactly have a good sense of what restaurants have been doing. We're currently doing a follow-up study to track changes in restaurant nutrition over 1 year after this initial study was done. So hopefully we can see some change, but I think potentially it could be on the margin. It's going to take quite a lot to change the restaurant industry to really start making some healthier options. It's one thing to say that we have one new menu item that's healthier. It's another thing to say that the environment in restaurants is actually more conducive to healthy eating than it was before.
Helen Wu is the assistant policy analyst at RAND who oversaw the study. Now, it examined the nutritional content of 30,923 menu items from 245 restaurant brands from across the U.S. What did you learn most that really startled you?
Well, I think the finding that really stood out was the sense that when we looked at the calorie counts of main entrees in our data sample, we found that a majority of them did fall within a third of what the USDA recommends on average people should have for their calorie count. So 2,000 calories a day is about an average that you typically see. We take a third of that and try to measure a main entree against it. So based on just that measure, which is conservative, you know, we weren't counting on whether you ordered sides or dessert or anything like that. It seemed like a majority met calorie counts. But when you added in the nutritional values for fat, saturated fat, and sodium that the USDA also recommends and applied those in the same way, we found that number dropped all the way down to having only about 4% of main entrees meeting these various nutritional standards. So what's shocking about that is that we do have a menu labeling law that was passed as part of the National Healthcare Reform Bill that will be fully implemented, hopefully in the near future, that will add calorie counts to menu boards. However, it's not going to have that other information about sodium and fat and saturated fat. So it's kind of concerning because a lot of items may appear to be healthy based on calorie levels alone, but in fact not meet a lot of the other nutrition criteria that are important, especially for people who have hypertension, diabetes, and need to watch the blood pressure.
Helen, when many of us go to a restaurant, we're starving, we can't wait for the main course, so we get an appetizer. But as I read from the report, appetizers can be calorie bombs.
Yeah. So we looked at the different types of menu items that you can find, main entrees, sides, appetizers, desserts, specialty drinks, and looked at how the average calorie counts compared and found that on average appetizers had significantly more calories and sodium and fat than main entrees, which is disturbing because you start adding all those things up on the menu and it's very clear where people go wrong when they enter restaurants as far as diet.
Helen, how do family restaurants fare versus fast food?
So another thing that's new about our study that maybe people didn't have a good sense of, at least empirically, from a data perspective, is that we looked at the average calorie counts of main entrees at different types of restaurants, fast food, fast casual, family style, upscale, et cetera, and found that family style restaurants, on average, their main entrees have significantly more calories. and sodium and saturated fat and really everything than fast food restaurants. And, you know, this may come as a surprise because people have a sense that fast food restaurants are the culprit for the obesity epidemic. And that could be the case if people are eating out of fast food restaurants more often. But just on a menu item by item basis, family style restaurants are worse for you. And if you think about it, their portion sizes are bigger. That's a big part of it.
Helen, what are kids' specialty drinks, and what kind of healthy value do they have, if any?
Well, just based on the calorie counts alone, we found that most kids' specialty drinks, talking about things like root beer floats and shakes, really dessert-like drinks, had higher calorie levels than regular menu drinks. So it's just kind of surprising, I guess, because you would expect anything on the kids' menu to be lower in calories than what's on the regular menu. But we found that often that's not actually the case. So a lot of people are looking to sugar-sweetened beverages as a cause of the childhood obesity epidemic. Our study provides some data about where this may be coming from in the restaurant industry in the form of extras. So we weren't looking at things like juice and milk. Those are the same on kids' menus at different restaurants. But the specialty beverages can be a problem.
Finally, Helen, the USDA recommended limits that are used to measure against main entrees. There's a calories and percentage of fat and saturated fat, as well as sodium. How can we measure that in terms that we can remember? Do you know?
Clarify what you mean by that.
Well, for example, the USDA recommends that for an entree, we don't consume more than 667 calories. What's that mean?
Well, what the USDA recommends is they have various, they have a fairly complex table, I think, actually on the estimated calorie needs that people have each day. And that varies by size and gender, age, activity level, a lot of factors. The average number that's recommended for adults is about 2,000 calories a day. Although it would probably behoove most people to go and take a look at the MyPlate.gov website, which is a consumer portal by the USDA, and get a sense of what their daily calorie needs are.
All right, we've been talking with Helen Wu, who is with RAND. Helen, fascinating story and report. Thanks so much.
Thank you.